But Tyrion's mood had been too foul for sense. To his shame, he had faltered during the last leg of their day-long climb up to the Eyrie, his stunted legs unable to take him any higher. Bronn had carried him the rest of the way, and the humiliation poured oil on the flames of his anger.
"It would seem I've been a busy little fellow," he said, with a bitter sarcasm. "I wonder when I found the time to do all this slaying and murdering."
He ought to have remembered who he was dealing with. Lysa Aaron and her half-sane weakling son had not been known at court for their love of wit, especially when it was directed at them. "Imp," Lysa said coldly, "you will guard that mucking tongue of yours and speak to my son politely, or I promise you, you will have cause to regret it. Remember where you are. This is the Eyrie, and these are knights of the Vale you see around you, true men who love John Aaron well. Every one of them would die for me."
"Lady Aaron, should any harm come to me, my brother Jamie will be pleased to see that they do."
Even as he spat out the words, Tyrion knew they were folly.
"Can you fly, my lord of Lannister?" Lady Lysa asked. "Does a dwarf have wings? If not, you would be wiser to swallow the next threat that comes to mind."
"I made no threats," Tyrion said. "That was a promise."